coveting after what people have. Yeah, greed. Yeah, desire. Desiring after what is not yours. And so from the mind, that itself. Yeah. So initially you see what is out there, and then you find that it's delightful. If a person finds that it's delightful, then may start to think about it. Thinking about it may then cause more discursive thoughts on it. Yeah. Discursive thoughts in what way? To think further about all the features of how it is wonderful, it is beautiful, it is desirable. And when it goes on and on, then we may even discuss with our friends. Yeah. Nowadays, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all these are so helpful. Yeah. To discuss what we like. Then when we discuss up to a point, is it enough? Not enough. We take a picture and then post it onto online. Yeah. Before, in the past, some people, when they order food, when the food comes, they'll just start eating. Yeah. When I was a kid, we were told that we should ask our elders to eat. Then there are those who are a bit more religious, then they may do some prayers. Nowadays, it's different. Yeah, we will all offer it to Facebook first. Yeah, we will take Instagram. Then we will eat. Yeah. So, your friends can really comment on the food now. Yeah, and then you will discuss, comment, and then we go and eat again. Yeah, all this slowly culminating in desire and greed. Yeah, and but in some cases it is. Yeah, if you go to the hawker center, you like the food, sure, no problem. Yeah, you can always try. But what if that object, yeah, of your desire is a limited source. Yeah, it's of limited source. Yeah, that is one of a kind. Ah. Yeah. Or what if you are not able to afford it? Not in normal means anyway. That's where stealing comes from. Yeah. That's basically how stealing comes about. You want something, you cannot afford it, so you try other ways to get it. Yeah. So, and still material things, or it can be something else. Yeah, it can be a person as well. Yeah, this is somebody's somebody, and then we want it. Then we so all kinds.